flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Well, we've all been on flights where the patrons, the passengers clap when the plane lands.
I've always had questions about this, too, because it seems so spontaneous. And yet there are times that absolutely nothing happens. And there are times that a surprising number of people break out into applause. And I don't know what drives that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's true. It doesn't usually happen.
But it's also not uncommon.
Yeah, right. But you don't really know what makes it happen.
Right.
Because it's not like people are talking about doing it.
No, you're not like passing a note around saying, hey, when this thing touches down, we all, no.
Could it be just that one person starts and then other people follow?
Maybe.
So if you have a plane clapper on your plane, you're going to get a few claps?
Or if you just have like a small family or group of people that like, if it's enough that it sounds like a group or a majority of people, then other people just naturally join in? I don't know.
Well, the question was posed to pilots recently about what they think when people applaud when the plane touches down. And this person... okay, so this is an article by Rosie Panter, a travel expert with Deal Checker. And she went in and talked to pilots. And they asked her, they said, well, what was the final determination? And she said, a round of applause, two words, no and no. If you have a particularly rocky flight and difficult landing, maybe a slight clap or a thanks to the pilot as you leave, but no regular flight should ever result in clapping. Let's leave this in the past. And she said the reason for that is pilots can often take offense to the fact that you're clapping, as
like
if
it's mockery?
To say, it's like, wow, I'm actually surprised that you landed the plane so well, and I'm going to clap for that.
I do feel like a lot of the times that I have heard it, it's been after a turbulent flight, and people are either relieved or they're clapping in jest, like, hey, we made it, you know, and it's that.
And that pisses the pilot off.
Yeah, because it's like, well, I don't control the freaking wind, dude.
Exactly.
The windmills are driving the whales crazy.
I've often thought that sometimes... because I think that Vegas flights, because we go to Vegas a lot, I think that Vegas flights oftentimes have more clappers. And I think it's just because people are really effing excited.
They're amped up. On the way in, everyone thinks they're leaving a millionaire.
Yeah, right.
There is no greater discrepancy of types of people in the world than those entering Vegas and leaving Vegas. You put those people side by side and they are two different people. It's crazy.
It's true.
Even just like the shuttle from to and from the hotel, the people that are getting off to charge in with their bags and are all fired up versus the people that are like, yeah, we're going home.
Someone said on the Vancouver Ford text line that clapping on flights is a European thing. Is that true?
No idea.
Not when I've been to Europe.
I don't remember it being. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember it being more significant in Europe than in the U.S.
An etiquette expert told this woman that applauding may seem disrespectful. Applause is not necessary after a landing and is rude to the pilots. If the landing is good, clapping suggests surprise at such skill. If the landing is bad, applause would be insultingly sarcastic. But not all etiquette experts appear to agree.
Well, I think because if it is coming from a genuine place, it's hard to say that's bad etiquette. Because the person's not meaning it. I mean, it might offend, but like, okay, if the person's genuinely giving you applause, be thankful. Not mad at them.
Here's one pilot who said, my least favorite thing that I hear from passengers is, thank you for a safe flight. Why do you think that pisses him off?
Because it was supposed to be safe?
Yep. He says exactly what he said. He said, because it's, to me, it's a given. That is what I should do. Like, what do you mean, thank you for a safe flight? They'd be like, oh, hey, Rob, thanks for finally having a good show. Well, my goal is to try to give you a good show all the time.
This is starting to infringe in a sports arena that really bothers me, and that is where everyone and their mother has to get up and signal for the first down after their 4-yard reception. I'm like, you're just doing your job, man. That's not like...
Yeah. Or just the
you
player.
You barely did it. And like, of course, you're supposed to pick up the 4 yards. First down! Yeah, okay.
So you're saying like the receiver, like the... Yeah. Okay.
It's not the same as the...
Well, what about the guy who... The defender who makes a stop, but... Like, the guy picked up 15 yards, or...
Or the quarterback overthrew the guy 20 yards out of bounds.
Yeah,
and he's
like, yeah.
He's doing the seatbelt thing and just swipe it away. Like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, the quarterback... Yeah, exactly. I hear you on those.
I think it's weird when people get super hyped about something that's supposed to happen. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it fits that mold. Yeah. Something that should happen... We shouldn't acknowledge it.
Or let alone celebrate. Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So the pilot suggests thanking pilots for an enjoyable flight.
Okay.
Said if you do that, then that makes them feel good. Or a great landing.
I don't feel like people have a ton of interaction with pilots getting on and off the flight. I will see them and I'll give them a little nod and just say thanks. But like people aren't stopping and having conversations.
I think they are.
Are they?
I think sometimes. Yeah. I think when the pilot comes out, I've always thought when the pilot comes out, and oftentimes they will stand there at the door, you know, and like look all Sully Sullenberger-y, you know. I've often thought that they want you to talk to them if they do that.
It's like the head chef coming out out into the restaurant to speak with the diners.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And so I do think people take advantage of that and they do talk to them.
Text line says they would applaud Rob for finishing a few segments on time.
You'd applaud me for doing a good show for once.
Somebody else on the text line saying that clapping on the plane is definitely a Puerto Rican thing, too. They do it on every flight.
Every flight.
That's what this person says.
Okay. Okay. One pilot said, if you do get a chance to stand in the door, like we were just talking about, most people are staring down at their phones and they don't even recognize that there's an actual pilot standing in the doorway because they're so focused on where they're going. So I enjoy any kind of engagement where you get to say you're welcome or thanks so much. That's true. I didn't even think about that. So the pilot comes out. He's
just want a little human interaction.
Puffing out his chest like, yeah, that was me. How'd you guys feel about that?
See these wings? See these I did that.
And then none of them care. Everybody's just walking right by
him. Yeah, you did your job, jabroni. Keep doing it.
Jabroni. Every time I hear jabroni now, I think of Travis Kelce. Didn't he call...
Was that his thing?
Yeah, he called... who was that? It was after they won the Super Bowl. Didn't he yell and scream about...
Yeah, I mean, he did a lot of wrestling and other impressions. It always makes me think of The Rock. So that was his word.
Jabroni.
Know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni.
Yeah, it was the Cincinnati mayor. Remember that? They went to the Super Bowl and he told the Cincinnati mayor to shut his trap, jabroni.
Jabroni.
Hey, I've got really bad ice penis news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It is an uh-oh. And we got to sum up the trouble with the Gen Zers in one small anecdote. We'll get to those items next.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth of the Stinky Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Stinky Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.